From the fortress of free thinking and free people, this is the Gruber Show for Friday, March 29th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, big news for the Great Lakes. The president says he will be supporting full funding of the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. That will push $300 million to the efforts to clean the Big Lakes, and it's a big win for Michigan Republicans. Two, Republicans say they've had enough of the lying of California Congressman Adam Schiff. They're demanding he step down as chair of the House Intel Committee that triggered an ugly exchange during a hearing and exposed deep division.
Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
And number one, the Trump train came rolling full steam into Grand Rapids and Van Andel Arena. The Trump campaign hit full stride in the first major rally since the Mueller report cleared him of collusion and Attorney General Bill Barr cleared him of obstruction. Trump came ready to celebrate, praise America, and tear into the socialists and the Democrats.
Their fraud has been exposed, and the credibility of those who pushed this hoax is forever broken, and they've now got big problems.
Big news all over the state of Michigan, apparently except in Lansing. Apparently except in Lansing that Donald Trump was in Grand Rapids. In fact, it was news all over the world because it was the first big rally to be held since the Bob Mueller report was delivered to Attorney General William Barr that cleared President Trump of collusion with Russia or conspiracy and further cleared him of any obstruction concerns. It's front page news for the Free Press, for the Detroit News, M Live. But the Lansing State Journal, curiously, there isn't even an article, not on the front page, not on the back page, not anywhere. What a piece of garbage. The biggest news in the nation last night was this rally, covered by all the major news networks. Big news made for Michigan because money is being set aside for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Big money for the Sioux Locks. And the state journal that's supposed to be from the state capital of Michigan, there's not even one mention of this. What a piece of garbage. Let me put this paper where it belongs. Right in the garbage can. Yeah, that's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. What a piece of garbage newspaper. I'm sorry, you guys get a clue. At any rate, the president was in Grand Rapids. Everybody knows it except the folks at the newsroom in Lansing or the State Journal, apparently. And he took time to take a few swipes at the Democrats, as you would expect, now that he has been cleared of collusion. And he said, I've told you so the whole time. And he's ready to get back to it. Let's start with bite number one, just to give a flavor for this. By the way, the place was packed to the roof. 13, 14,000 people in the building, plus people, thousands outside. I was there, I saw it. There was not an extra seat available anywhere. Let's go with bite number one. Go.
The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit. Partisan investigations, or whether they will apologize to the American people and join us to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure, bring down the cost of health care and prescription drugs, which we're doing incredibly, help us fix our broken trade deals.
And all of that, so he got rolling pretty good. And then he threw something in there. For all of Michigan, $300 million he said he will fully fund. You see, Jack Bergman and Bill Huizinga and John Molinar, three Republican members of Congress in Michigan, jumped in the limo and rode with the president from the airport over to Van Andel Arena. They had 20 minutes in the car, and they got to talk about a few things. And apparently they got some things done. Big news, by the way, big news. And I had a moment to speak with all three members after the event came to a conclusion. I believe that is bite number nine, Alex. Let's go with that. Congressman Bergman, obviously some really important announcements here tonight. First about the Great Lakes, $300 million for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Big news for all three of you. What do you think?
Well, number one, look what happens when you get a 20-minute limo ride. The President of the United States listens to people who have their act together. And you're looking at three of them here who do. We told him what was going on, and he said, makes sense to me.
Congressman Heisinger, your thoughts about that big announcement, $300 million.
Yeah, you know, this is something that we've been pushing on, and we've been having this conversation with the administration, but obviously being able to get it directly to him, make the case. We did that, talked about the Sioux locks. That's a critical piece. A couple of other things about steel tariffs and the economy. So, yeah, he really was listening. He was wanting to know what we thought. It was great.
A big night for Michigan. Congressman Molinar, obviously, the money for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative has been a big story here in Michigan. Democrats trying to use it against you guys. Debbie Stabenow has been trying to raise money off of it. The game changed tonight.
It really did. The president fully embraced the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. We talked about the importance of keeping Asian carp out of the Great Lakes, making sure there aren't invasive species. He talked about this progress we're making on the Sioux locks, the most we've made in the last 30 years, really since he became president, and has been leading on these issues. So he's a tremendous advocate, and it was just a great response tonight from the people.
Congressman Bergman, I guess you need more limo rides.
Well, you know, so far, two for two. Two for two. If I can fly Air Force, too. I'm qualified in a 757. Not current, but qualified.
Might get a deal out of that, too.
Why not?
Congratulations, guys. You're all smiles.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah.
No, it was a good night. It was a great night.
Great night for the people of Michigan.
Exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, and he just said on the way out when we were saying goodbye, he said, there's a lot of love in that room, and he's absolutely right. This is, that pledge that he was making to the people of, you will not be forgotten. I'm going to be there for you fighting. That resonates with this crowd.
It sure does. And so those were three very happy members of Congress, to say the least. Jack Bergman, Bill Heisinger, and John Molinar, because they've been pushing for this Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It's $300 million. It helps clean up the Great Lakes, helps keep the water pure for you, your kids, your family in the future. So it is a big deal. And of course, it was something that the Democrats were focusing on here in the Great Lakes region, that President Trump had not funded the Great Lakes, and that he was for pollution and such nonsense. Anyhow, so that really does move the needle, and it's important for the people that live here to know that that happened because of your members of Congress. So, go ahead and tip your hat to that. It's interesting to note that there was one Republican not there at the event last night, one Republican whose district the president was visiting, strangely enough. That, of course, Justin Amash. I'm sure he was otherwise occupied. He just probably couldn't get out of bed. Justin Amash, not available to make it to his own district to see the President of the United States and a absolutely packed house. Well, you make of it what you will. This part of the program brought to you by another great Michigan company, Wolverine Water has been Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. Locally owned and operated, they deliver statewide and they deliver quality. They have a PFAS Premier system. You need to check it out. The price, incredible. Incredible. And quite an event in Grand Rapids, to say the least. We'll have more from Grand Rapids as we continue through the program. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a free-for-all Friday.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. How did DTE help the owner of Daybreak Salon cut his bill and blow away his clients? With a few tips from us, like installing T5 fluorescent fixtures, dimmable LEDs, and Energy Star rated washers and dryers, he saved 25%. And he made his space more inviting, too. Let DTE help you and your business. Get more energy saving tips at dteenergy.com/save now.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.